Our live team coverage of the first winter storm of the year continues with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards live at the KSL Storm Desk, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. Mary?
Amanda, schools in the areas where the snow is falling are checking conditions right now. Many have posted their policies and procedures on their websites and social media accounts. They will let parents know about closures or late starts. Here's the thing, schools rarely close for weather in Utah, but they can have late starts if it's bad enough. The Jordan School District last night urged parents to allow extra time for slower traffic and possible icy roads. The Granite School District posted that parents always have the right to keep their children home, and schools are more lenient with tardiness on stormy days. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.